Now, Rod Barton has been the voice of common sense on the matters of transport. He's been the Upper House member for the Transport Matters Party. I think he's about to lose his seat, but he's been a professional driver for many years. Rod Barton, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Well, what do you think, this idea of putting trees into the parking spots in the city, what would it do?
Well, I think we've got enough challenges as it is. I think we've got more important things. Not that it's not important to get the canopy across the Melbourne. I'm not saying that. And I'm not disputing about cycling and walking and the important role that is. But there are many issues facing us at the moment. And I think there's other things we should be concentrating on.
What would it do to the city, though, if you lost all on-street parking and had to find parking off-street?
Oh, it'll just become a mess. And one of the big issues for people coming into the city now is the cost of when you come in. I had my brother down last year, went to the footy and paid one of those high-rise car parks, and he was somewhat shocked how much it cost him to go to the football.
Well, of course, the idea here is if you live in the city and you've got a car park space, you can rent it out.
That's happening right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's happening now. And I think they're actually like gold car parks within the city. I don't think that would be getting explored now. I'm not too sure many people would actually be owning an apartment or something if they've got parking space and don't have a car. I'll be surprised if they haven't explored that avenue already.
What would it do to...
Because people are willing to pay.
What would it do to couriers?
Oh, it's a nightmare. It'll be an absolute nightmare. Same with the taxis. We know the City of Melbourne has removed taxi ranks. What a joke that is. So you're actually making it more difficult and more difficult for people with disabilities. And that really pisses me off.
If you want to do one thing to make the city better, what would it be?
Well, we need to get people back into their offices. We need to encourage them to come back in. I've certainly been talking to some people, and I won't say which one of the banks, but they're having trouble getting their people back in to work into their offices and things like that.
All the banks are. They've told us that. What about the bike lanes? Get rid of them. Would that help?
Well, hasn't the bike lanes been a huge success, Neil? Hey. No, that's been a disaster for couriers, for transport workers, for rideshare drivers. There is nothing more frustrating for professional people looking down a empty bike lane when they're sitting and stuck in traffic.
Okay, you're not going to hold your seat, are you?
I don't think so, Neil. I think we're up against it. So
back to driving.
I've promised my wife that I'd have a month off before I even think about anything yet. But who knows what I'm going to do, Neil?
We'll have a talk to you and it's all official. See what you'll think looking back. Thank you very much, Rod Barton.